सभी का याद और प्यार लेते हुए
by taking remembrance of all of you
on
the day of Sadhguru Baba invoked me in the subtle reasons Baba invokes all of us in the subtle reasons so I think you must have all come to there so as soon as I reach to the subtle reasons So Baba was giving drishti to each and every one, to the whole gathering too. So by giving drishti to whole gathering, he was giving drishti to each and every one along with it. And Baba's face was smiling, very happy. So I also keep taking drishti from Baba. After a few moments, when this experience had finished, I told Baba, today I have come from Shantivan, bringing remembrance of all and bhog. So Baba accepted bhog and he gave drishti. So Baba was seeing each and every jewel. Each and every jewel. Baba said is invaluable and special. And Baba's loving child. So Baba was seeing each and every jewel today.
And seeing.
So he was seeing and giving drishti too.
And
then I thought that Baba is seeing and giving drishti. What is the difference in two? Baba was seeing. So what is the speciality of this child and virtue and what service is he doing?
Baba, harek bachche ki.
But with drishti, Baba was invoking the complete and perfect stage of that soul. So that soul can experience what is perfection and completion. So Baba was doing that service through drishti. So sometimes you think what Baba does. Baba does a lot of service and the big service of Baba is this. To achieve that perfect stage, if you lack in that percentage, then Baba keeps feeling that. And many children, they catch it and they experience it that Baba is now giving me drishti. So they are pulled and they keep taking drishti and they are merged in that experience and they take that form of embodiment. And some children they cannot catch or they catch in percentage. So Baba said, whenever Baba sees each and every child, he invokes in this way. So if the children will become perfect and complete, then the Baba's task will complete or come to an end. So how this will be completed? So when the children will become perfect and complete, so then Baba said, present time, in the godly family, you should be doing this service. One is to see. So who are they and what effort they are doing. And second is giving drishti. So what should be there in the drishti? That is the help for the others. And if you have weaknesses of others in your drishti, and if you have something for them in your drishti, then that is not the help for that soul. The help is that through your drishti you have to see the soul in the angelic form or in the perfect form, and this is the true love and the true help. This time in the family, who everyone is? Who everyone is? Each and every soul of Baba is instrument. It's not only instrument, but instrument for many souls. So Baba has made you instrument for service, and then you become instrument for many souls' service. The stage of the instrument soul. So the cooperation of that soul goes to the soul for whom he becomes an instrument. So Baba gives Sakash to the instrument souls, because through them the service to the souls for them who that reaches. So when you have this drishti, so everything like behavior and character will be according to that. So then I told Baba that from all the countries of the world, the main brothers and sisters have gathered. So Baba asked, for what have you gathered here? So this time the thought was about easiness, how everything can become easy. So Baba asked, who feel difficulty? So they were thinking, Baba was asking whether you feel it difficult or easy. So then I said, Baba, sometimes they get tired when some obstacle come or when the situation come. Baba was smiling. Baba said, in each and every step, in each and every thought, who is the one who is doing the task? So who is the operative and who is the one, the real doer? This is my responsibility, I am the instrument, I have to do it. You feel burden of this, but who is the real doer and whose task is this? If you have this awareness, so with that awareness, with the help of that awareness, you will have lot of experiences, and you each and every step you feel that I have took one step and Baba has come to me for 10 steps. It's not that I have took 10 steps and Baba just came for one step. Present time is the time of attainment. So with effort you have attainment, but you have to become embodiment of your attainment. Although you are in busy and you are not in awareness, that cannot be called as service. So while being busy in service, so Baba gives us so many awarenesses Baba has given us. So we have to become embodiment of those awarenesses and experience that power. So that is missing at present. That should come in your embodiment. So at present stage, the embodiment of angel, that should be shown in the service. So that's why you have to make effort. So bring that power to your awareness in the service. All the devotees and the subjects are ready, but you have to become ready. So when you go to the temple, the curtain is not open. So they say that because they are decorating the deities. So when they are ready, then the curtain open. So if you are busy and you are not in awareness, you are doing service, but you are not doing that with awareness and with that embodiment, then we cannot open the curtain. So we think that we are doing so much service, how Baba can be revealed? You are all invaluable jewels, you are special jewels. You are the beginner jewels. So the one who is not embodiment cannot give the vision, they can only become mic. So Baba says there is no effort actually, but you like to do effort because you remain busy. So it doesn't mean that if you are busy you should not be easy. So you have to become embodiment of awareness. The more you become the embodiment of awareness, you will experience the companionship of Father. And like Baba is coming along with us, not only one step or foot, 10 steps. So Baba gives the experience of 10 steps coming forward. So this time Baba keep doing chit chat with me, and then Baba told to raise the bhog, and Rukmani Jain also took the messages of the soul. But the Chandra, Sister Chandra, she is Ananya Baba's child, and she was in Omandli in the earlier days, and then when they came to Bharat, so the Adiratan, they have a special part in the establishment. So she is invaluable jewel. So she had in her mind the yajna, service and family. What can I do for yajna? What can I do for seva? What can I do for family? So her departure is sudden, and she went to Baba, and she didn't feel any trouble as Baba has called her, and like a bird she flew to Baba, and Baba said she made very good effort. And now Baba will keep her in rest for some time, and then she will play her part.
So
all of her family, for children, grandchildren, so in all of them she has created good feeling for Baba and yajna and family, and Baba gave her a lot of remembrance to her family.
And
for rest of the bhog, Rukmani Behan will give the message. You see that Chandra Behan, when she used to be present at Baba's time, so somehow she will used to reach on the stage near to Baba. So Baba told, child, become the embodiment of blessings, everything is easy and will remain easy. Now, is this for all of us, this blessing from Baba for all of us, that become embodiment of blessings, everything is easy and will remain easy, each one is special and invaluable. Just increase a little bit of sparkle. Always remain happy and blossomed and shine. And then Baba gave may remembrance and sends me back